Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Dr. Henk Boshoff. He's from the South African Human Rights Commission. A recent report says that the water mafias are hijacking basic services in the Northwest, intimidating contractors, stalling projects, and turning tanker schemes into rackets. The South African Human Rights Commission has even floated treating deliberate sabotage of essential services as a terrorist activity under South African law. It has definitely taken root and things need to change. Dr. Henk Boshoff, thank you for joining us. In plain language, who are these mafias and how do they capture service delivery, especially in this water, trucking and emergency works?
Good morning and thank you for having me. Firstly, let me just indicate that the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa entrenches the right to have access to sufficient water. And access to sufficient water is instrumental in the realization of several rights, such as health care, children's rights, and education. Now, over the last 18 months or so, my office and I have had discussions with all the water services authorities in the country, all 144 water services authorities in the country. Mm-hmm. And we noted the challenges of criminal activities targeting water infrastructure in the country. And we then partnered with the Dalla Omar Institute at the University of the Western Cape. And we developed a policy brief on how to address the systemic sabotage of essential water infrastructure in the country. And we as the Commission, the Human mm-hmm. Rights Commission, then resolved that to combat these offenses, their profile should be raised, resources should be mobilized, and public awareness should be increased. And convictions should also be utilized as a deterrent to future crimes. So with regards to your question on who are these people, that, you know, it could be anyone. We have seen in some provinces that municipal officials, including municipal councillors, mm-hmm. are colluding with service providers. You know, municipal infrastructure would deliberately be sabotaged to benefit municipal officials, to benefit municipal councillors, and obviously so-called service providers. So what we've seen, what is of serious concern to us, is we've seen the systemic attacks on essential water infrastructure. And that has become endemic in the country. There's damage to property, there's vandalism, and there's also serious bodily threat and murder. It has really become endemic, and it is a serious challenge that we are facing.
Yeah. So practically, who leads this investigation? Is it SA? Is it SAPS? Is it Hawks? Does the NPA have a task team? What do we need to fix this problem? Because it's a complete system that seems to exist.
Well, what we did in the policy brief was to identify legislation, current existing legislation, that can be utilized to combat this endemic. And the specific piece of legislation that we have recommended to government, especially the Department of Water and Sanitation, to take this further, to have discussions with law enforcement agencies, is the Criminal Matters Amendment Act. We are of the view that it is a specific legislation with a clear definition of offences, and there's a straightforward application in this specific legislation. It also deals with serious penalties of up to 30 years imprisonment. But what we are asking government and what we've recommended is that the sabotage of water infrastructure should be declared a national priority crime. Government needs to prioritize this crime in the country. In other words, what needs to happen is that our law enforcement agencies should immediately investigate it as soon as they become aware of these incidents of sabotage. They should immediately investigate. Docket should be submitted to the NPA, and the NPA should prosecute. We have also sent the policy brief not only to government, not only to the relevant national government departments, but also to the National Prosecuting Authority, to the National Commissioner of the South African Police Services, to the Hawks, everyone involved, and we have requested them to prioritize it. We have even sent a policy brief to the Office of the Chief Justice and recommended that courtrooms should be made available, presiding officers should be made available, because this is really becoming serious. It is affecting the livelihood of ordinary citizens because they simply don't have access to water. And the only intention is to benefit, and I repeat, I want to emphasize this, is to benefit municipal officials, to benefit municipal councillors, and then to benefit service providers. And these service providers, they don't play around. They threaten people, and we are aware of cases of murder that have taken place.
So finally, what metrics would you think would show progress, let's say in 90 days? What are the things that we should be looking for to say that this is improving?
Well, we've had meetings with the Minister for Water and Sanitation. I had a meeting with her about a month ago. We are waiting for their inputs. But what is very encouraging is that on the public platforms now, the Minister and even the President have raised their concerns about the prevalence of the water mafias. And even on the public platforms, the minister has also said that, you know, there should be prosecution. But we don't see that really happening. And we would like to see arrests. We would like to see prosecution. We would like to see these people being incarcerated because of the seriousness of these crimes. I have requested that the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation in the National Assembly to also present the policy brief to them. I'm waiting for a day to present. I've even referred to the policy brief when I had a meeting with Minister Tlabisa, the Minister for Cooperative Governance, about 2 weeks ago. So from our side, we are really pushing for something to be done, and we are hopeful that it will happen soon.
Right, and that is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. It's so important that this is being taken up and that it is being taken seriously. That's Dr. Henk Boshoff. He's the Commissioner of the South African Human Rights Commission, talking about the mafias that have really been allowed to terrorize municipalities and prevent service delivery, something that impacts South Africans on the most basic level.